91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. There are over 100 million adults and children with diabetes or pre-diabetes in the U.S. Good afternoon, it's Bonnie Berman with Joseph Cooper. If we continue on this trajectory, one in three Americans will have diabetes by the year 2050. Today we focus on diabetes awareness in a special edition of Food and Dining. Linda Gassenheimer speaks with Stephanie Dunbar. She's the Director of Nutrition and Medical Affairs at the American Diabetes Association. Linda will offer her latest books, both published by the American Diabetes Association as well. And of course, Fred Tasker will be on hand with his suggestions. Stay tuned. Topical Currents up next after an update of NPR and regional news. And welcome back. It's Thursday on Topical Currents. That's a pledge edition, but it's also Linda Gassenheimer, as usual with Food and Dining. But today's program has a different twist. It's medically oriented. Linda, diabetes is such a major health issue for nearly all of us now. Welcome.
Either friends or family.
I was just going to say, do you know someone, maybe a relative, a friend, maybe yourself? I mean, and you're not alone, because according to the American Diabetes Association, here's a number that's unbelievable. Nearly 30 million people in America, adults and children, have diabetes. And another 86 million Americans, 20 and older, are pre-diabetic, which is an early warning system. So it raises many questions about what are the risks, what do I eat? And we have somebody who's going to help us out. Stephanie Dunbar is here to help us. She's the Director of Nutrition and Medical Affairs at the American Diabetes Association, and she's the co-author with Cassie Verdi of the book 21 Things You Need to Know About Diabetes and Nutrition. So let's welcome Stephanie Dunbar. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello, Linda. Thank you for having me on.
Great to have you with us. We have a lot of questions for you.
Linda, today I can't talk about gravy and my affinity for bacon and sweets and
desserts. I think you can, Joe. You're just going to hear about this because we're going to talk about what you can eat. It's not what you can't eat. It's what you can eat. And also with us, I think he's here with us, is Fred Tasker. He's our wine guy. He's joining us by Skype. And you can read Fred Tasker's Wine Suggestions for My Dinner Minutes column. That's in today's Miami Herald. You can also read his wine column. That's now on Saturday in the new food section of the Herald. Fred, what are we drinking today?
Well, I'm not expert enough to talk about diabetes, so I think I'll talk about wine.
I think we can talk about both, Fred. We'll see. Stephanie's going to help us out. Stephanie is joining us from the ADA headquarters in Alexandria, Virginia. First of all, Stephanie, why is there such an epidemic with diabetes now?
Well, right now, there's a couple of things going on. One is that the population in the United States is getting older, and as you get older, your risk of diabetes increases. But the one thing that we all have something to do with is that people are getting heavier. And as you get heavier and gain weight, then your risk of developing diabetes skyrockets. And we're talking about type 2 diabetes in terms of increasing your risk.
Right. So let's talk a minute about pre-diabetes, because we mentioned that earlier. And I understand that this number that I gave out from the ADA of 86 million is not really a true number, because it's a silent disease. Several people don't even know they have it. But what is it?
What, pre-diabetes?
Pre-diabetes, yes.
Pre-diabetes is a condition that we always like to say it comes before diabetes. And what that means is that to be diagnosed with diabetes, your blood sugar has to be at a certain level, so it's too high. So pre-diabetes is that stage when your blood sugar is a little higher than normal, but it's just not quite high enough to be diagnosed, for you to be diagnosed as having diabetes. And the thing is that if someone is diagnosed with pre-diabetes, if your doctor says to you, your blood sugar is getting a little high, I'm concerned, what you can do is that you can try to start eating better, cutting back on your portions, exercising, and losing weight.
Well, let's talk about that a minute. So what I'm understanding is that you can stop the progression towards diabetes. You don't have to become a diabetic. Is that correct?
For some people it is, and for some people it's not. There is a strong genetic component to type 2 diabetes. So to say that if no one, that there would be no type 2 diabetes if everyone were very lean is not true. There are a lot of lean people that have diabetes. But most of the people that have type 2 diabetes, about roughly 80% are overweight.
Right, but no, I'm talking about if you're pre-diabetic. And that doesn't mean you're a diabetic, so it's a warning, you know.
It is a warning, and research has shown that when people are able to lose, you know, 7% of their body weight, so, you know, for most people that's about 15 to 20 pounds, they decrease their risk dramatically. But some people still do, even if they lose a little bit of weight, develop diabetes, but it just reduces your risk dramatically.
Wow. Okay, so we've been talking about losing weight, what to eat, and all. So let's, have you got any, some tips? I mean, your book is 21 tips, things to, you need to know about diabetes and nutrition. So help us out here.
Okay. There's a lot of things. I think one of the first things to do is think about the portions you're eating. When we go out to restaurants or even when you're filling your own plate at home, portions have just gotten larger and larger. So everyone's eating more food than they really realize.
That's a good point, because we have no idea what a portion is.
Right.
I mean,
we've all
how do we know anymore? You know, everything is so big. The plates are big, and we're getting bigger with the big
plates.
I
hardly have a meal in a restaurant anymore that I don't ask for to-goes.
Well, and that's one of the great things you can do is, I mean, that's a great thing to do when you're at a restaurant is just know in advance they're going to give you more food than what you should eat. Go ahead and ask for that doggy bag up front, and then when the plate comes, you know, take half of your meal and put it away, and then you'll have another meal for tomorrow.
Right, but sometimes that's kind of an embarrassing thing to do. You're out with your friends, and you're sitting there, and you're eating, and you're talking, and maybe you had a drink first. It's called an aperitif because it increases your appetite. So it's really hard. I remember I talked to one chef, and I said, you know, look, I'll pay the whole price. Just give me half the amount. And he said he won't let the plate out of the kitchen that way.
Yeah, well, and that's some restaurants now are starting to respond with having smaller portions, kind of half portions. You know, other things, if you don't want to ask for a doggy bag or, you know, a to-go container, is to split an entree with someone. So you and your friend order a salad or a broth-based soup to start your meal instead of kind of the higher fat, higher starchy appetizers that are often on the menu, and then overall you're still only getting half of that meal.
Great. Bonnie, did you have something?
Well, I was going to say that for the perfect meals, for fresh, fast, diabetes-friendly snacks and complete meals, we have a gift.
Yes, we do. What is that gift?
It's from an unknown author?
It's from anonymous.
It's a gift of health as well.
It's a gift of health. What we have, Joe, what do we have?
We have Simply Smoothies, Fresh and Fast Diabetes-Friendly Snacks and Complete Meals by Linda Gassenheimer. I'm sure that ties into our pledge period. And also No Fuss Diabetes Desserts, also by Linda Gassenheimer. Fresh, Fast, and Diabetes-Friendly Desserts. I didn't think desserts and diabetes went together,
but
except
they
for the
do.
Letters that they
You know, I was reading about that, and you can even have chocolate, although with Linda, I imagine you'd have chocolate anyway.
Well, we can get both these books. We are offering both these books to you, our listeners, when you pledge at the $60 level. You get both these books autographed by Linda Gassenheimer. That's two books for your $60 pledge. It's a great opportunity, and we're just offering it now, right?
Right, and it's just offered now. And, you know, there's 60 desserts in that book.
Ah.
And there is chocolate. There's a mocha cake. There's
And they're all diabetes-friendly.
Of course. It's published by the American Diabetes Association.
Of course. So.
I wouldn't think that key lime chocolate chip cream would be on a diabetic's diet, but it is. It's in the book, No Fuss Diabetes Desserts, along with, gosh, how many others?
There's 60 of them in there.
Well, there's 80 over 80 pages.
So. Yeah, right. And the smoothies book, you know, so many people have smoothies.
Even mousse?
For breakfast.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And I say to them, but what do you have? Well, I put a lot of fruit in. Well, okay, but that's not exactly. These are complete meals, and it has the protein in it and all. So
these two books can be yours, both Simply Smoothies, fresh and fast diabetes-friendly snacks and complete meals in here as well, but it's great to have snacks as well, and the No Fuss Diabetes desserts. Yours can be yours for a $60 pledge. Now, it is our fall fundraiser. It is our first full day of fundraising, and we're looking to raise $5,000 by 2 o'clock. We're down to, $4,200, just like that. So thank you, Robert in Fort Lauderdale and Jane in Plantation. And in Key Largo, we heard from Charles, and in Marathon, we heard from Dean. And we'd love to thank you, and we will do so on air, when you make your call to 1-866-247-WLRN. That's 1-866-247-9576. Or pledge and pick up these two books for a $60 pledge online at WLRNradio.org. That's WLRNradio.org.
And you'll be helping WLRN. You'll be supporting our program. We've been together here for 16
years. It'll be 16
years.
In January.
Oh, my goodness. Seems that's right. Impossible. And Linda, you've been here 16 years.
With Joe and Bonnie, you've been around some of the time.
Yes, I've been around
most of the time.
And so you get these books, and you know, it's coming up to holiday season.
They'd be great gifts. I mean, it's true. It does affect all of us, because if we, you know, God willing, are not diabetic, we know somebody who is.
Absolutely.
And there'll be autographed by Linda Gassenheimer. You get both books for a $60 pledge, and you can also do it at $5 per month and become a sustaining member. And one other thing I would like to tell you is that we are giving away an $1,000 American Airlines gift certificate today at 6:30.
Wow.
It's a drawing,
yes. So we encourage you to support Topical Currents, help us make our goal this hour, pick up Linda's books for a $60 pledge or $5 a month, and get entered into the drawing for an $1,000 American Airlines gift certificate.
Linda, in this book, you really widened the term of smoothie. Here's a recipe for beets and cream borscht.
Oh,
smoothie.
It's for lunch.
How do you like that?
I saw one with oats and almonds. That'd be a little crunchy.
It's an oatmeal breakfast. Some people, in a hurry, a lot of these smoothies you can put in your blender the night before, put it in the refrigerator, and then when you're on your way out in the morning, you can just zap it, and off you go, and you'll be drinking.
Linda, you're just too organized for me.
So pick up the books for a $60 pledge or whatever you can. Autographed books by Linda Gassenheimer. And again, they're simply smoothies. And there's some great coffee, coconut smoothie, cranberry orange and banana smoothie. All this plus No Fuss Diabetes desserts. 866-247-9576. We are waiting to hear from you because, you know, that's how we pay the bills. Here at WLRN, our greatest source of support is you, our listeners. So we would.
And they will get both books.
And they will get both books for a $60 pledge. So it's 866-247-9576, 866-247-WLRN, or WLRNradio.org. That's WLRNradio.org.
Okay, so now we've been talking with Stephanie Dunbar from the American Diabetes Association. She's the Director of Nutrition and Medical Affairs at the association, and she's written a book, co-authored it with Cassie Verdi, and it's 21 Things You Need to Know About Diabetes and Nutrition. And Stephanie, we've been talking about, you know, eating properly and eating portions and everything, so let's talk about what we're going to eat. I have some questions for you. First of all, Fred Tasker already mentioned that I have chocolate in my dessert book. So is it true that we can have chocolate in sweets?
Well, I think for people who have diabetes, they're just like everyone else and that they like to have a treat every once in a while. And really the key for including a dessert is to have it, you know, save it for a special occasion and to make sure you include it into your meal. So as an example, if you're going to, and also keep the portions very small. So if you're going to have a, let's just use your example of a little chocolate dessert, then when you sit down to have your meal, you would want to not have the bread or the rice or the tortilla or whatever that other starchy food might be.
So you think ahead. You have to plan.
You think ahead. Right. You have to plan ahead and say, well, I'm going to have this little bit of dessert today, but that means I'm just going to have the rest of my meal be my protein and my veggies.
Right.
And keep it simple.
And let's talk about protein for a minute, because when people make smoothies, they don't always have the right have a protein in there. So it needs to be a balance.
Right. I mean, you always want to try to include a balance into your meals, just for getting the right nutrients as well as kind of having a little bit more satiety when you eat.
Okay. Well, let's talk about another question. Is, you know, I hear people say, oh, I have a friend actually, she said, oh, my husband just loves this. I go to a special bakery and he gets a cake. It's a sugarless cake. And he just loves it. He eats the whole cake. Tell us about sugarless products.
Right. So one of the things about sugarless products, when you look at a label for a food and it doesn't have, you know, if it says it doesn't have any added sugar or it's sugar-free, that doesn't mean it's calorie-free. It doesn't mean that it's not going to affect your blood glucose levels, because what else is in that cake? You've got flour. You know, so even though something may not have any added sugar, there are other things in there that are still going to affect how you manage your diabetes.
Right.
So you have to include it. It's like a lot of people think if something's sugar-free, they can eat all they want of it, and that's just not the case.
Exactly. I think people don't realize it's not sugar that you're talking about. You're talking about carbohydrates.
That's right. It's the total carbohydrates. So when you look at that food label, that's what you want to look at. And a lot of times when you compare something that says it's sugar-free or no sugar added to something that's kind of the regular version, the carbohydrate, there's not much difference in it.
Right. And, you know, another point I don't think people realize, if you eat a lot of that sugarless food or sugarless candies and all, the types of sugar alcohols they have in that can have a very bad effect on your stomach. I don't want to go any further with that.
You're talking about the sugar substitutes.
The sugar alcohols.
Like sorbitol. And,
yeah. Right, right.
It has an OL on it. Am I right, Stephanie? The OL
ones?
Yes,
you are absolutely right. That a lot of people, if you have too much of that, just more than a bite, some people it may not affect them, but other people, if you might get some bloating and discomfort. And so you really do have to be careful not to eat too much of that.
Right. So be careful of that. Okay. So now here's another question. Fruit is healthy, and people love it, and they just love to eat it. And it does have some sugar, fructose, in it. So they want to know how much fruit can they have. Can I have as much as I want? Because I've been told to eat fruits and vegetables.
Right. So when it comes to fruit, I mean, fruit has, once again, talking about carbohydrate, fruit is carbohydrate. It's a natural sugar. But you still definitely can have fruit. The key, once again, it's all about the portions. So if you're going to have some fruit, you want to have a small bowl of berries, maybe 3/4 of a cup to a cup of berries, or a small apple, not the huge, gigantic apples. Your serving there would be half of that apple. When you buy apples like in a bag, they tend to be smaller. That's more the size of a serving of fruit.
You know, that's what we were talking about earlier in the program, is what is a portion? Okay, I can have an apple. But as you say, apples come in all sizes.
That's right.
I mean, should we have a scale? Should we weigh it? I mean, how should we look at it?
You know, because some people do like to weigh their foods, and that's an exact way to do it. But you can also just look at it and see, would it fit into a cup measure?
A measuring cup.
Like a measuring cup.
Okay, right. Well, that's a good way to do it. Does it fit into that? How are we doing, Bonnie?
We're doing good. I was just looking at the smoothie book.
Uh-huh.
Not only do you give the recipe, but you have helpful hints. You have the shopping list. You have the staples that you have on hand and how to shop smart.
Well, and the Shop Smart is something I've put in all my diet. This is my fourth book for the American Diabetes Association. Because you want to go into the supermarket and you want to pick up something, whatever it is, that's going to go in your recipe. And what's on the label? So I give you an idea of what to look for on the label. So if you find something, like let's say you're going to make pasta sauce, and what do you buy?
Right.
I tell you what to look for on the label. It won't be exactly that, but the numbers will be close.
No, it's very good. And also that you have the shopping list there, and it's really a great book. Simply Smoothies by Linda Gassenheimer, and with these complete meals and snacks and smoothies.
Bonnie, what would you guess is in Linda's Popeye smoothie recipe?
Popeye smoothie. Spinach.
That's
well,
right.
That was a rough question. Oh, wow.
Blow me down.
Because I have breakfast, lunch, and snacks in the in the book.
But the best, I mean, the No Fuss Diabetes Desserts, anyway, remind you that you can get both these books by Linda Gassenheimer, and they're really great and have lots and lots and lots of recipes. They can be yours for and autographed by Linda for a $60 pledge or more. When you call us at 866-247-9576, or you can pick up the books online at WLRNradio.org.
And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Stephanie Dunbar. She's the Director of Nutrition and Medical Affairs at the American Diabetes Association, and she's the co-author with Cassie Verdi of the book 21 Things You Need to Know About Diabetes and Nutrition. It's a very important and informative book. And by the way, I'm going to be talking about my two books. We've been talking about the Simply Smoothies and the No Fuss Diabetes Desserts. I'm going to be at the Miami Book Fair International coming up in November. So I'd like you all to join me there on Sunday, November 23rd. We'll talk more about it when we get closer to the date.
Okay, that sounds good. And you're going to be talking about the two books that we're giving as a gift today to those contributors who can pledge at the $60
right
or more level. Is that correct?
That's right. And they get both books.
Both books.
No signed copies.
Signed, autographed by Linda Gassenheimer, unless you want somebody else to autograph them. No Fuss Diabetes Desserts.
Maybe and Bonnie and Joe.
And Simply Smoothies for just $60 or more. It's a great,
both books, of course.
Both books. So why are we offering you these books? Because it's our fall membership drive. This is the first full day of coming to you and asking for your support. Remember, your support is key to making public radio happen. So it's your opportunity to say thank you to WLRN for bringing you programs like Topical Currents and all the programs that you enjoy. And again, we have a special opportunity for Circle of Friends members.
Indeed, we do.
That's if you pledge at the $100
a month level.
So or a one-time gift of $1,200. And what are we doing?
Well, you can get a lot of benefits from the station, invitations to special events and special visitors. Mm-hmm. You're on the A-list, so to speak.
Ed Bell's concerts.
And also, you get to come to the concerts that Ed puts on Arts Beat once a month. So that's 12 concerts also included in that fee. And also, Bonnie and I are offering, if you do join during Topical Currents during this hour, we will let you and a friend, a relative, a kid of yours come down and sit in our control room during the production of Topical Currents and see how it's all put together. We just have one thing we have to ask these listeners who come down, though, is you have to be quiet sometimes.
Like yeah.
When the mic goes
they
on
can do that.
In there.
But there's one other thing. If you become a Circle of Friends member, we have a special gift for you. It's an NPR boombox in a thimble.
What is that?
It's this little teeny Bluetooth speaker that can be attached to any gadget, your smartphone, your tablet, any gadget, and it provides this incredible listening experience. So when you make your Circle of Friends contribution, you can get that online or with one of our friendly operators, the boombox in a thimble. It's pretty amazing.
So
it's
you attach it to your phone, and then you can hear it where?
It's a Bluetooth, so it gives you a sound. Okay, let me give the number again in case we have a lot of people who want to become Circle of Friends members or get Linda's books for just a $60 pledge. We have a lot of people, Norvell in Miami Beach, Elizabeth in Doral, Scott in Coral Gables, Gloria in Key Biscayne, Josephine in Davie, Lawrence in Hollywood. I think I mentioned Lawrence already, but a lot of people, and we're down to just $3,600. And also you get entered into the drawing for the $1,000 American Airlines gift certificate.
866. And that drawing's this evening.
It's 6:30. 866, but you're listening now, so 866-247-9576.
And you're listening to regional programming now, and that's very important to support it because it's the regional programming, and we have so much of it between WLRN and WLRN Miami Herald News. There's so much local programming that gives this station, the one you're listening to, a really distinct and South Florida flavor.
Yeah, and we missed Joe, and Joe is back, and,
I'm back.
You're back. Show your support. Linda, your books are going like hotcakes.
Oh, good. Well, that means that a lot of people are interested in diabetes and all, and giving it to their friends.
Oh, that was our own Norvell.
Yes.
Who wanted those books? Well,
I was wondering about
yes,
that.
Yes,
that
so was the books.
He was
okay.
One of our interns, right?
Norvell?
Yeah.
Is a membership
Oh, that Norvell.
Director.
We
yes.
Had a, oh, I see. Okay.
Yes.
Then May's right. Okay.
I was thinking Norvell that we had as an intern years
oh,
ago.
Oh, years ago. Yeah.
So
no,
if
no,
you
no.
want, how about a peach
I've
crumble?
I've been here too long, Beth.
Or a deep dish blueberry cream? Or chocolate chip meringue cookies? Or mascarpone-filled figs. I'm just reading some of the recipes that are in No Fuss Diabetes Desserts. I'm getting hungry.
And, definitely.
And they can get that book, the two books, for
$60
a bargain.
Or more.
Two
or more.
Books signed.
And it, or $5 a month on our sustainer plan. Thank you, Randy in Key West and Joyce in Del Rey. And Sheila in Fort Lauderdale. Good to have you with us.
So let's go back. Stephanie has been helping us out here. And Stephanie, now we're supposed to be eating, correct me please if I'm wrong, 3 meals and 2 snacks a day. Is that correct?
Well, 3 meals a day is what's recommended. If someone has diabetes, whether or not they have snacks really depends on how they manage it. So for some people, they do not need snacks. But for some people who might be taking a certain kind of medication or on the insulin, then they do need to have some snacks in between their meals.
Well, you know, I even find myself, I mean, that I have 3 meals and 2 snacks a day. I couldn't get through the day without it.
Well, I think it brings to the point that there are multiple ways of doing it. And so people have to integrate their diabetes meal planning into their lifestyle. So if that helps them to manage their diabetes and keep on track, then that's what they should do.
Now,
Stephanie, as a wine fan, I feel I have a duty to ask you the obvious wine question. Can we have any wine if we're diabetic?
Most people with diabetes can. There's a couple exceptions to that, which I want to make very clear. If your doctor's told you not to, then you should not. Some medications can interact with alcohol, so that's something you have to be aware of. And what we recommend is if someone's going to have a drink, that they limit themselves to one drink. So for wine, that's, you know, a 5-ounce glass of wine for a woman or 2 glasses for a man. And when people have diabetes in particular, it's important not to drink too much because you actually can become very hypoglycemic the next day, particularly if someone takes insulin.
So does it make any difference if you eat something with it?
You still can become hypoglycemic. Because of the way that just the liver processes the alcohol. And we always recommend that people do have food with it.
Okay. So, and we were talking about snacks.
We are. And I'm just looking at some of them in your book. This is great. I'm going to get these. Listen to this. Apple pie perfect for a snack. Okay.
And how many calories is 190 or something like that?
190 calories. Uh-huh. Calories from fat, 90. Total fat, 10 grams. Okay, what it is a third cup apple slices, a third of a cup non-fat apple-flavored yogurt, a tablespoon of broken unsalted walnuts, a half teaspoon of cinnamon, and some sugar substitute water and ice cubes. And okay. So I guess it doesn't have a crust exactly.
No, that one doesn't, but there is a peach crumble in there with a little crust.
Oh.
So, and some of them can be made in a microwave. So just to make it really simple and easy for you, you know, I'm just going to talk, since we're talking about it, I'm going to give you my dinner in minutes now.
Okay.
And it's really a dinner and lunch, minutes in the lunch, because it's a smoothie lunch. And so many people that I mentioned earlier, they make smoothies that are not well balanced for fat, protein, carbohydrates. We need a balance here. So what do you put in your smoothie? So here's an example. I have here, it's a nutty butter blizzard. So it's really peanut butter and jelly smoothie.
Okay.
It's, you know what I like about it? It's thick, and so you can store it in your refrigerator the night before, already ready to go, and just take it and leave, or it's all ready. And here's some hints. Now, we talked about earlier about looking on your on the nutritional label. You'll be surprised. Many peanut butters have a lot of added salt and sugar. So make sure you look for peanut butter that does not have that. Usually it's the organic ones.
But you can even just go to Publix or Whole Foods and grind your own. Right. And it's just peanuts?
Just to make sure it's just pure what it is. Mm-hmm. And then I add to that some a low-sugar grape jam, because I happen to like Concord grape jam with my peanut butter. Some non-fat ricotta cheese, a little almond extract. And here's my secret ingredient. We want some more protein there, and I want protein that is not going to give me saturated fat. It's not going to spoil the flavor profile. So that protein I use is pasteurized liquid egg whites. And you can buy that in a box in the egg section. Make sure it says pasteurized because you're having it raw. And just a couple of tablespoons of that will give you that added protein boost that will make it a complete meal. And that's easy. I'm giving you that complete recipe. It's on my website. That's at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. And by the way, there's that recipe and many more in my smoothie book. How are we doing for time?
Oh, well, we're doing okay.
I have some more questions for Stephanie.
Okay.
Let's go through a few of those then go to our break.
So another question was, well, we just talked about snacks. And so people tell me, oh, low-fat snacks like popcorn, air pop popcorn. Are they okay, Stephanie?
They are. What you have to look for, once again, it's going to depend partly on how you're managing your diabetes. If your blood sugar is high, then you're not going to want to have a snack that has a lot of carbohydrate in it. But there are lower carbohydrate snacks that you can have as well. And one of my favorite things is having a couple of baby carrots, a little bit of hummus, having a small handful of nuts, one slice of cheese. So there are a lot of different things that you can have in between your meals. And there's nothing wrong with having a cup of popcorn as well. You just have to be careful not to add too much butter or the salt to it.
Right. And do you see, the cup is what we're talking
about.
That's
what I was wondering about.
And a cup is a small amount, right?
That's a cup popped, not a cup unpopped.
That's right. And it's not the whole bag of the microwave popcorn, which is something like 10 cups.
Or the bags that you see in the soup in the movie house.
Like a cup of popcorn would just be torture.
Well, but
eat it slowly.
Yeah, but this is the point we're making here, is that we've got to learn to understand what portions are all about,
yeah,
and to eat them slowly. And here's another question people are always saying to me. Well, we already know we want to keep the saturated fat down because people with diabetes, Stephanie, is this correct, that they have more of a tendency towards heart disease?
That's true.
Yes. True. So they want to keep the saturated fat down. And they always say, well, can I have my steak or can I have my pork?
So you can still have some of those red meat favorites. The best thing to do is to try to pick one that's a leaner cut. So instead of having something that's really fatty, like a prime rib, then you'd want to go with a sirloin steak. And then you also want to keep your portion down. So if you go out to a restaurant, even ordering something like a small ribeye versus a big porterhouse steak. So portion is key. And then, you know, not having your red meat every day. So trying to include at least fish at least twice a week, trying to include some plant-based proteins like beans and lentils, and then chicken without the skin.
Okay. So we have to get used to eating a well-balanced kind of meal. Mm-hmm. And on one of my books, I have a book called Fast and Flavorful, diabetes meals from market to table, and I did put beef on the cover because people kept saying to me, oh, I can't have
the
beef.
But
it's a kebab, so you get your beef and you get your vegetables in the right amounts, and that's the important thing I think to learn.
So we're talking about diabetes, and we're talking about diabetes meals and balance and how to achieve that. So I just want to remind all of you that we have two books by Linda Gassenheimer. One is Fresh and Fast, Diabetes Friendly Snacks and Complete Meals.
Simply Smoothies is the name of it. Yes.
And the other is No Fuss Diabetes Desserts, Fresh, Fast, and Diabetes Friendly Desserts. And both of those books we're giving you autographed for your $60 pledge during this, our fall membership campaign. So our number is 866-247-9576, 866-247-WLRN, or you can pick up the books for your $60 or more pledge. We have lots of people picking up the books even and pledging more because topical currents means a lot to their day, and 866-247-9576 or WLRNradio.org. Just say
and we certainly thank those of you who've contributed during Topical Currents so very, very, very much. But we still have a ways to go to meet the goal of $5,000.
We do. We have about...
So why not make the pledge now and get it over with?
Yes, yes. Help us out and get the books if you like. If not, we have a lot of other gifts for you that you can choose from. The important thing is you're actually just supporting the programming, and that's really why you contribute. But these are really, really great books. And
thank you.
They really are, and you'll get autographed copies. Thank you, Celia in Delray Beach, and Linda in Hollywood, Maricela in Weston, Nancy in Miami, John in Miami. And whatever level you pledge at, we appreciate it, whether it's becoming a Circle of Friends member at the $100 a month level or $5 a month and picking up Linda's books. Every pledge makes a difference.
And it's local programming, and it's here to support the local programming. I have so many people saying to me, oh, I love it when you do the restaurant reviews. I love to hear about the information. So much interesting information, what's going on in the food world. I mean, Miami is a major food city, and we give out all that information. And so we need you to support us to show us that you really enjoy this Topical Currents. I mean, Bonnie and Joe, how many books a week do you read?
Too many.
Two or three usually.
Yeah.
Right. And interviewing all of these people, it's so interesting and a lot of work and wonderful to have local programming to find out what's happening.
Well, I say regional, but...
Okay, regional.
Yes, he prefers we say regional.
Okay, it's regional. It's Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale,
exactly.
Miami, and Key
and
West.
Of course, all our friends in Key West and along the Florida Keys. We could take some calls from Isla Mirada, who make some new members.
Sophia from Loxahatchee up in Palm Beach. Right. And we really thank you. I'm going to give you the number again because, Michael, you have some business to take care of, and it's 1-866-247-9576. Remember, when you make your pledge, you're automatically entered into our drawing. We're giving away at 6:30 tonight a certificate on American Airlines, gift certificate worth $1,000 anywhere American Airlines flies. You can even give it to somebody.
That's a great...
Yes, it is.
A great prize if you can win it. That'd be wonderful.
Yes, WLRNradio.org or 866-247-9576.
And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Stephanie Dunbar. She's the Director of Nutrition and Medical Affairs at the American Diabetes Association. And she's the co-author with Cassie Verdi of the book 21 Things You Need to Know About Diabetes and Nutrition. It's a very important and informative book. And so let's go to Fred Tasker. Fred, I know you want a drink today.
I always want a drink, but I don't always do it.
So what have you got for us?
Well, as I said, I'm not educated enough to talk about diabetes and wine, so I'll just talk about wine. Now, if you pay only casual attention to the wine world, it might seem this year's crop in Northern California will be a disaster. First, in August, a 6.0 magnitude earthquake hit Carneros, the area that makes up the southern tips of Napa and Sonoma counties. It was the worst quake in 25 years, and the worst thing about it was that it crumbled many underground aging caves. So thousands of 55-gallon wooden barrels crashed to the floor, spilling entire vintages of wine, say all of the 2011 Merlots for some wineries. Total damages were $80 million. The quake even opened up some old springs and caused rivers that hadn't carried any water for decades to start flowing again. Then to make it worse, in September came a giant hailstorm, battering trees with giant pieces of ice, stripping not just their leaves, but in some cases even their branches, and flattening entire rows of grapes. So it sounds pretty dire, but today, with harvest well underway, things are looking up. Last minute rains revived the vines, which do best with very little water anyway. In fact, winemakers say drought-shriveled grapes have more concentrated flavors, and some of them are even predicting the vintage of the century. The earthquake damage is being repaired. The big hailstorms missed crucial wine areas, so there will be no shortages. And it looks like a third straight excellent harvest this year, so winemakers and wine fans can relax.
Well, I suppose you're very happy about this, Fred.
I am indeed. I got a lot of friends out there.
Okay. Let's go back to Stephanie. Stephanie, your book is 21 Things You Need to Know About Diabetes and Nutrition. And one part we haven't talked about, and that is, we only have about a minute left, exercise. What role does exercise play?
Oh, exercise is very important for people with diabetes and without them, so it's important for everyone. If you have diabetes, it'll actually help to lower your blood sugar. And for everyone, it improves your circulation, makes your heart stronger, reduces your risk of having high blood pressure. So it's really, if there's a fountain of youth, I think exercise definitely is part of it.
Is our fountain of youth. Okay, Bonnie.
Well, it sounds good to me. I mean, and I'm seeing George and Del Rey and Carol in Miami and Robert in Hallandale, Paula in Cooper City, Lawrence in North Miami Beach, David in Hollywood. Thank you so much for making your contributions.
We really appreciate that support.
We really, really do. And it just feels great to see all of you coming forward. And what we have are these...
But we need to make the goal in another...
Yes, we do. We're going to find out what
yes,
it is.
Yes, okay. Go ahead, Bonnie. Yes. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to tell you about these great books that I think a lot of people are taking advantage of for just $5 a month, which is... $5 a month, it's less than a cup of coffee, you know?
And it'll save you going to the doctor maybe in the future.
That's right. These are no-fuss diabetes desserts. So most of us do have sweet tooths, and so this gives us something sweet at the end of a meal, and that we'll be able to satisfy our sweet tooth with a diabetes-friendly dessert. And the other book is Simply Smoothies with Fresh and Fast Diabetes-Friendly Snacks and Complete Meals, and both these books can be yours for a $60 pledge autographed by Linda Gassenheimer.
And we're approaching the end of the program, so now is the time to jump off the fence.
Yes, $1,700.
If you're thinking about contributing, now is the time to call. Not later, not after 2 o'clock, but before 2 o'clock.
You give the number.
The number is 1-866-247-WLRN, 1-866-247-WLRN. 9576. I wonder how many times in my career I've given out those phone numbers.
Yes.
And we want to make that goal.
We do. We have $1,700, 1-866-247-9576. Or it's really simple. You can get it, the books online at WLRNradio.org. It's really important to meet these goals because we want to have a successful fall fun drive, and we want to have a successful second day of our fall fun drive. So the goals are very important to meet. They're crucial to meet our overall goal of making this a success.
And all they have to do is pick up the phone, and in 2 or 3 minutes, they're finished. Or they can go online and do it.
Right. We just need contact information, mm-hmm. how much you'd like to pledge, how you'd like to pledge, and if you put it on a credit card, that saves us time and money, and what you'd like, how we can contact you, and if you'd like a gift, such as Linda's books, they're just a $60 pledge or $5 a month, and they're really well worth it. They're both
published by the American Diabetes Association. I think it's so funny, but Norville's sitting right here helping us, and he's bought the books.
Yes, he has.
How about a ninth inning home run since it's baseball playoff time and a Circle of Friends member before 2 o'clock?
That would be nice. Let me just tell you, that's $100 a month or more, or $1,200 at in one fell swoop.
Lots of benefits.
It's a group of donors who really make a special and significant impact in funding for WLR and our Circle of Friends. And if you have the financial wherewithal to make that contribution of $1,200, we would really appreciate it because it makes a big difference for public radio in South Florida. And as I mentioned, you can pick up this NPR boombox in a thimble, and you get entered into the drawing at 6:30 tonight for a $1,000 American Airlines gift certificate, which...
It's terrific. And, you know, so many people ask me, can they come and see what's going on in the program? Do we have food here? They want to come and eat with us.
And they can on a Thursday.
They could pick a Thursday.
They could pick a Thursday and come and enjoy the...
They could pick a history quiz with Paul George.
They could. Right. They could pick on our pet show.
Dan Ricker.
Dan Ricker.
Right. And so what's the number again?
I just want to thank Tom in Boynton Beach and Oliver in Miami and Caesar in Coral Springs. Our number is 866-247-9576. And please continue to make your pledges. We're going to say our goodbye shortly, but we really want to make our goal 1-866-247-9576. Or pledge and pick up Linda's great books autographed for $60. That's $5 a month.
Bargain of the century.
WLRNradio.org down to $1,300. One Circle of Friends
Perhaps
member.
Perhaps Linda can bring in that borscht smoothie for me.
No, I think the peanut butter smoothie.
I think the peanut butter smoothie
really
would
delicious.
Be better.
But I would like to have the mocha cream cake. How's that?
Mm-hmm. That would be good.
Right. And I've got a chocolate mousse and chocolate pudding, all of that in No Fuss Diabetes desserts.
Chocolate mousse uh-huh. in a diabetes cookbook. Uh-huh. Not bad, huh?
Not bad. You can have that for $60.
Yes.
Pledge or $5 a month.
$5 a month
Both
on our sustainer
are
plan.
Signed. Well, I think we have to say goodbye now. I want to thank Stephanie for joining us, Stephanie Dunbar. Her book is 21 Things You Need to Know About Diabetes and Nutrition, an important, informative book. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you, Fred. Great to be with you. Next week, we're going to be talking about pairing food and wine together. Yes, with Peter Schnebley from the winery and Chef Virgil Brandel from Atrio at the Conard Hotel.
Great.
I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join us then and continue to pledge, even though we're off the air.
And we're not off the air.
That wraps up today's edition. The phones are still open. Thanks to those who became members this hour, especially new ones. Our producer, Richard Ive, technical direction from online producer, Paul Leary. Again, our number, 1-866-247-9576. Tomorrow at 1, it's Ed Bell and the South Florida Arts Beat. He'll focus on the ballet and Art Deco activity. Monday, we return with a riveting program about the historic 1967 grudge game between Black football powers, Florida A&M, and Grambling University.
The big game underscored the civil rights movement.
Indeed.
With Sam Friedman, journalist and author. And again, our number to make your contribution, pick up Linda's autographed books for $60 or more, $5 a month, 866-247-9576.
We're desperately trying to meet that goal. We only have a little bit to do.
Yeah, we just have $1,300. So one Circle of Friends member or many more of you pick up Linda's books. That's 866-247-9576. You can pick them up online at WLRNradio.org.
They're called Simply Smoothies or No Fuss Diabetes Desserts.
And they're both published by the American Diabetes Association. So we still have a few seconds, Joe.
Indeed we do. Please make that call, support Topical Currents, support the regional programming that you've come to depend on WLRN, 1-866-247-9576.
Thanks, Denise and Pembroke Pines, and join Denise and Tom and Oliver and Cesar and...
Now, you're not just making those names up.
No, I'm just not making up anything. I'm reading them right off the screen. Thanks so much to all of you who pledged, and please continue to make your contributions. You know why you're doing it, and get these great books.
Joseph Cooper with Bonnie Berman. Stay tuned now for Here and Now, where else but NPR News.